We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Beaver Sports Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings. Not only the Thanksgiving week edition and the final football edition for the 2018 season and the return of head coach Jonathan Smith, who will join us in a few minutes. It is Thanksgiving week. It is also, as you well know, Beaver Nation, what week is it? Civil War week, the 122nd coming up at Reser Stadium. Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we have an opportunity to visit with Jonathan Smith about, of course, this Friday's game, the 122nd version of the most often contested rivalry west of the Mississippi, the fifth most often contested rivalry in the history of FBS football. So all of that to be talked about tonight. We'll talk about the seniors. And not only talk about them, we have the honor of visiting with one of them, the starter. For 11 games last year at right guard, he moved outside this year and has started all 11 games at right tackle. We'll be joined by senior, fifth-year senior, Trent Moore in the second half of the show. So Trent will be joining us. We'll have Coach Smith first up. Just want to thank all of you for being here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. Coach Smith is here with many members of his family, so he's settled in. We're going to bring him up here after this first segment. Couple of quick notes on the programming ahead on the Beaver Sports Network. Not only Civil War football on Friday will get underway at 9 a.m. on the network. Tomorrow night, Thanksgiving night, 8:30 with an 8 o'clock pregame, John Warren is with the Oregon State women's basketball team at the Vancouver Showcase in beautiful downtown Vancouver, British Columbia. The Beavers taking on Western Kentucky tomorrow night at 8. If the Beavers win, then they would roll into Friday night, most likely South Carolina at 8:30 again. John will have the call of that game. And if you win again, then you're likely to play Notre Dame. And the number one team in the country. So the Beavers in the Vancouver Showcase, three top 10 programs, Oregon State, South Carolina, and all and Notre Dame, all together in this excellent preseason tournament. John will have the call of all three games tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And John, fresh back from the Paradise Jam in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where the Beavers went 2-1 to finish third in that. Congratulations, the Beaver men's basketball team at Long Beach State on Sunday. And I'll have that call beginning at 1:30 at the Walter Pyramid, 1:30 Sunday afternoon. But first things first, we have a Civil War game to talk about. We'll be joined by Oregon State head football coach Jonathan Smith when the show gets rolling. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and thanks for joining us tonight. Civil War week on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Jonathan Smith led the Beavers to a school record 11 wins, including a historic victory over Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. Today, he's coaching our Beavers the values of hard work, belief in yourself, and dedication to your craft. That's the same philosophy at Umpqua Dairy. For nearly 90 years, they've produced award-winning ice cream. Check out their flavor of the month at UmpquaDairy.com and find Beaver Tracks at your favorite grocery store. Umpqua Dairy and OSU football, always a winning combination.
He drives inside left-hand corner. McWilliams, the three ball. She hits it!
Oregon State women's basketball is back in action. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Secure tickets to all nine conference matchups this season in Gill Coliseum when you purchase the Pac-12 pack starting at just $63. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVS or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a Nissan Titan just by customizing one. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 12-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Jamar Jefferson in the game, 12 rushing touchdowns. The Huskies nearly jump offside. Luton throws the slant to Hodgins at the goal line, makes the catch, touchdown Beavers. What a throw by Luton, a fastball to Isaiah Hodgins. A very nice play at Husky Stadium last week as the Beavers again showed tremendous resourcefulness in fighting back, making that game interesting with Jake Luton hitting Isaiah Hodgins. Isaiah, one of three receivers with 50-plus catches. We're going to be talking about the offense a lot tonight. We'll be joined by right tackle Trent Moore in the second half of the show. Trent has arrived. We'll meet Trent and talk to him about his long and interesting career at Oregon State. That'll be in the second half of the show. But it is a pleasure one more time this year. This is our final football show. We've been enjoying these Wednesday nights all year long. Please join me in welcoming with his family here, Oregon State head football coach, Jonathan Smith. Good evening, Coach.
Good evening.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
Yeah, good to be here. Some excitement. So, yeah, it's great.
A lot of and excitement, you know, not we'll get to football in a moment, but it is Thanksgiving. I had the pleasure of meeting your brother, Josh, on a recent road trip, and he's here with his family. So it looks like Thanksgiving at Jonathan and Candace's. Is that correct?
Yeah. Everyone's here in town, and I get to hear my brother talk more about you being his idol. You know, he wanted to be a sportscaster and talk play-by-play. So, yeah, we've been talking about it.
Well, the one thing he has achieved, wave to everybody, please, Josh. He has achieved the bald head, so he's in the right, heading in the right direction. Good to have you here, Josh, and your family. Thanks for being here at Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. So it's a family time, but it's also a work week, and you're putting all the work in as usual with the great holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday. How are you going to spend that with your team? What's happening with the young men in your program who can't go home? So what's right. happening for them?
Well, because we play on a Friday, we moved to the whole week of practice up a day. And so we practiced on Monday, which we normally wouldn't do. And so we're back to a kind of a normal schedule that way as we progress toward a Friday game. And then tomorrow we will do our typical what we do in the mornings the day before the game, a walkthrough and meetings. And then we're going to have a Thanksgiving kind of meal together where all the families are invited. And a lot of them are in town for the game anyways. And actually, I think we're almost to 400 people are going to be at the thing. And so we got 100 players and then their families all together. And so we will do that all together tomorrow in the afternoon and then get into our normal routine in the evening when we go to the hotel before the game.
Do you have anything planned along those lines? I've been on Thanksgiving trips with Oregon State basketball teams on Thanksgiving. It's a smaller sort of thing, and coaches have had go around the room and have players, seniors or whatever, share some things that they're thankful for. With that many people, can you do anything like that? Do you have anything planned along those lines?
We're going to recognize our seniors is what we're going to really do at the meal, and then be able to recognize those guys and point them out and have a little bit of highlight film. And so we won't go around the table with that many people showing up, but I'll definitely express some gratitude because we do. We got a lot of people that have worked really hard, players and coaches, and families are included in that. And so it should be a great celebration.
Coach, in your first year, if I may ask, I know it's a little bit cliche-ish, maybe a bit hackneyed in terms of talking about what you're thankful for, but you're a year into this now, coming back home and the return. What are the things you've been most, I guess, appreciative of, thankful for, in the community, with your team, the program this first year?
You know, I think what really stands out is just the people and these players, the coaches we were able to surround myself with, and then, the community itself, just the people of Corvallis, of Oregon State, I've just appreciated being back around and working and understanding the ups and downs and sticking with it and doing it together. And so that stands out on a Thanksgiving holiday.
Before we shift into getting your thoughts about the 122nd Civil War and the saying farewell to the seniors, and I will enumerate them. Trent Moore will join us to represent them. What about the takeaways out of Seattle and your return there and seeing Jake Browning and Chris Peterson, some old friends and people you've spent a lot of time with? Those takeaways for you on that level, but the game itself, what did you take away from?
Well, I think the game, there were some things to build off of the game. We just can't start like that. I mean, we possess the ball one time, we go down and kick a field goal. We like to be able to finish, but the next time we have the ball, it's 21-3. And so we got to be able to start faster. I liked a lot of what we did on special teams, except we had two turnovers on returns. And so you just can't do those type of things. I will say that's a good football team, but I think our kids actually built some confidence two ways: offensively, moving the ball, running the ball the way we did against a good defense, and then vice versa. They scored 28 points in the first quarter. Well, the rest of the game they scored 14. And so, the way our kids continue to battle, and if we could put that together for 60 minutes, we're trending in the right direction, and that was a takeaway from the game.
And defensively, Coach, the second half was very impressive. They pop one play. Otherwise, they get 120 yards total offense, 7 points. It would have been sub 100 without the one play. So it did appear as though there was some growth on that side of the ball.
There was. And the one score they got in the second half was off of a turnover special team, so their field position was phenomenal. And then it wasn't like they were subbing everybody in the third quarter. They put in some twos in the middle of the fourth quarter, and I know who the twos are over there. And so when you played a quarter or a half of really good football on defense, and hopefully we build off of it to this next week.
In our next segment with the coach, we'll talk about the challenge that Oregon poses, a very talented team, and so we'll get into that in a moment. I do have a quote that I want to share with you that Ben Burkervin, the outstanding linebacker, the Pac-12's leading tackler, the third leading tackler in the country, Ben Burkervin, you know him well. He's a great young man and football player. After the game, Beavers Huskies this past Saturday, here's what Ben Burkervin said, quote, 4 years from now, he, referring to an Oregon State freshman running back, Jamar Jefferson, 4 years from now, he's going to be a guy who's going to go in the first round probably. He reminds me a lot of Miles Gaskin, just the way he runs the ball, the patience. He's the best guy we've seen this year. He's pretty special. Now, to hear that from a guy who you respect and is a great defender, that's high praise.
Yeah, Ben Burr would know. He's played a lot of football as a senior. He's started for 4 years now, and I do think Jamar's special. I do think the kid is he works really hard. He's got a knack. He's instinctive when he's carrying the ball. He's got all the physical attributes. You know, he's fast. He's physical and all those things, but his patience and vision have been shown up this year, and so, yeah, I think the future is bright for him. He's going to have to continue to work and all those things, but he's had a big year for us, and he's been pretty consistent on coming through and running the ball.
And for that to happen, and Jamar has always been careful, even deferential towards the receivers blocking downfield, the tight ends involved in the run game. We're going to visit with Trent Moore a little bit about all of that, too. None of that happens without those guys doing their jobs. Yep. We'll talk to Trent. But what about the work of all of those people to help Jamar get to where he's got?
Well, yeah, especially even last week. I mean, that defensive front's a pretty good defensive front. And the O-line went in there and battled in the run game. I thought we had some movement at times. We were covering guys up so Jamar could get some things done. And so it is a group effort running the football. The tight ends, they continue to battle in there. And then the receiver play has been pretty consistent. I know they get a lot of credit for all these, you know, three different guys catching 50 balls, but they've been blocking downfield, and that's when you see the six-yard gains turn into 16.
Not only the three guys, Coach, with 50-plus receptions, but at times, and it was just so fun to watch, on successive possessions, I believe. I can't quite remember the sequence, but Isaiah Hodgins, Timmy Hernandez, making spectacular catches. Yeah. I mean, catches that were really a high degree of difficulty.
Yeah, Hodgins makes the one down the sideline. It's a big-time catch. Bradford has the other one going down the sideline, one-handed catch. Yeah. And those guys have been working, and we've gotten a lot out of them. And we're going to need them again on Friday here because we got to be able to throw it and pass it. We can't just be one-dimensional. And we haven't really the whole year, and it needs to show up here in the Civil War.
We will take a break on that note and talk about the Civil War proper. It's the 122nd edition presented by Pacific Source Health Plan, Spirit Mountain Casino, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. We'll wrap it up with the coach, our final segment with Jonathan this year, and it's about the Civil War. And that's coming up next from Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for joining us on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers. Go Beavs! ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
We all know 1 plus 1 equals 2. But what if 1 plus 1 equaled 25% off? With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto insurance. And when you include the local expertise and trusted advice of an Allstate agent, that's some math we can all get excited about.
There's never been a better time to bundle home and auto insurance. Call an Allstate agent today to hear about our new lower rates. Based on coverage selected, savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reese's Deli Salads? A must! Reese's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange face painting decisions. Reese's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reese's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reese's Deli Salads, fun times and game day made easy.
Martavis Pierce, the running back. Second down and 10. Luton with good protection. Let's fly down the right side for Isaiah Hodgins, and he makes a spectacular diving catch into Husky territory to the 42-yard line. Play action for Luton. A shot down the left sideline for Bradford. Dives and makes the catch at the Husky 22-yard line. Jake Luton takes the shotgun snap on third and one. Jake throws over the middle for Bradford. Trevon the catch. First down Beavers to the Husky 26. Well, there's three catches in a row, two of the spectacular ones, and then throwing on the third and one on the conversion. You'd like to have a few more of those third down conversions. They made it tough on you on third down up
there. They did. Yeah. They did, and we could have done some things better, but that really hindered us because I thought we did move the ball pretty well. But to finish some drives, you got to be able to execute on third down, and those numbers weren't great.
Jonathan, in our last few minutes, before we talk about the Civil War, Trent Moore will be joining us here in a moment. Tell me, you know, your appreciation, you've expressed it often for the guys, the fifth-year seniors in particular. Yeah. There's 11 of them of your 15 that you'll send off on Saturday. He's one of them, and he's done a lot for the team this year. Before you got here, you know about that. He's been a real leader on that offense.
He has, you know, and all those guys that are seniors now have been through so much, and to continue to battle and work and really have to accept another style of coaching, another way of doing the whole program. The way he's bought into it and worked, and he's really played at a high level. I mean, you can see how we're running the ball, and that starts up front and that offensive line, and so can't be just more grateful for him and the senior class.
And, Coach, all of the things in this first year, and I want to get thoughts about Oregon when we wrap it up here in a moment, but this game will play out. Looking forward to an exciting finish to the year. But all the work done, how do you feel about it all in terms of foundational things? And then when this game ends, where you take it from that point?
Well, obviously we feel good in getting some things established. Obviously, this win-loss record is not what we're looking for. That's not successful. At the same time, what we're doing now, the only way that is successful is the next year or two, we continue to grow, continue to get better. And I'm optimistic that we've established that, and then the way these guys have continued to work through this season, if we can continue that and improve, get a little stronger, faster, the years ahead are bright.
You know, Trent came in. We'll talk to him about his own literal growth. He was 241 when he got here out of Hamilton High in Chandler. I think he's playing at about 290 now. But you got a lot of guys that need to get bigger and stronger, yeah. And you have a good staff in that weight room with
we
Mike
do.
McDonald.
Mike McDonald does a great job in the weight room, and because this game is about physicality and stronger and faster. And so we're looking forward to being able to get to that work, but we got a big game Friday that I know our whole team's excited about and want to go out on the right note here. And it'll be an awesome atmosphere, I'm sure, in Reeser, and we're looking forward to it.
Your own thoughts, Coach, about your own experiences. You know how awesome it can be, 98 and 2000. Can you conjure memories pretty easily about what those games were like?
Those games obviously came out on our right side. I think that 98 game really propelled us forward the next couple of years and had some seniors on that class that didn't get the success they were ideally hoping for, but they continued to work for all the way through the season, and we're looking for the same thing, and projected us into a 2000 season, that huge Civil War that we were able to come and win. And so we're looking for something similar in regards to energy in this game. You throw out the records and all those things, and it'll be a 60-minute battle where our kids got to be ready for.
What will the biggest things be, Coach, when you look at them and their talented personnel and the things you have to do to get the kind of finish to the year you're hoping for?
Well, obviously, we're going to have to move the ball and score some points, because I think offensively they got some talent over there. Starts with their quarterback. The guy's a good player. He's got some physical tools. He's not just looking to throw the whole time. He can run if he wants to. So we got to get some scores, and then we got to tackle the running back. If we can contain the run game, make them a little bit more one-dimensional, that'll be huge for us. And we're counting on our special teams to come through and make a difference in the game in a positive way. If we can get teams going that way, score a few points, and tackle the running back, that'll give us a great chance.
On the special teams front, Coach, I know you alluded to a couple of mishaps in the return game. But what about the creativity involved, the calls, the execution? Daniel Rodriguez, a drop kick, line drive, onside kick. I'd never seen that before. Yeah. Andre Bowden, a punt block and a recovery that leads to a score. Daniel Rodriguez throws a pass. How proud are you of the work those guys have put in?
Yeah, I obviously those plays were big to just gain a possession. And I think the drop kick thing on kickoff is pretty good. Like, even if you miss the guy, well, it's like a squib kick. And so you go down and tackle him, and it's just like a normal kickoff in regards to field position. And so then taking the chance on fourth down to go for it and have the fake punt was executed. And anytime you block a punt, that led to a score for us. And so those plays would have been even bigger if we obviously didn't have the two turnovers on special teams returning it.
Well, Coach, we won't close on that now. We'll close before we bring Trent Moore up again, just with a sense of appreciation in this Thanksgiving week for what has been, in so many ways, an encouraging and exciting year. I know that I don't know what for you has been the biggest thing about 1 year in, but you've already expressed your appreciation for all the people in this room. But let's close with a note about what Reeser can be like, what the atmosphere can be like. Friday afternoon, what contribution Beaver Nation has made and can continue to make to this program.
Yeah, it can be really big. I mean, for an actual football game in that place, it can get loud. And I'm not just talking about how hard it makes on the opponent, because it does. Third down gets loud, communication, false start, that makes a difference. But I also think our kids, our players feed off the energy of the stadium. And so if our fans are into it and going, it makes us better. And so we're looking for that. And home field advantage, that's what you're counting on, is the crowd to be into it. And I'm sure it will. And we just got to continue to give them a product early in the game to keep them excited. And if we get that, we'll have a home field advantage.
Coach, I've enjoyed the year with you here at Buffalo Wild Wings. I know we've all enjoyed the return and having you back, and look forward to this thing ending in the best possible way Friday afternoon at 1. Thanks for everything, Coach. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Let's hear
Thanks,
it for
guys.
Head Coach Jonathan Smith, whose family's here. He will enjoy one final meal at Buffalo Wild Wings for this season. Thanks. We thank the coach for being here all season long. We'll transition into basketball next week. We have more football to talk with senior Trent Moore as we continue from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a Nissan Titan just by customizing one. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 12/10/18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reese's Deli Salads? A must! Reese's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange face painting decisions. Reese's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reese's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reese's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
You're invited to join the new Game Day Wine Club, created by Willamette Valley Vineyards specifically for OSU alumni and Beaver fans. Members achieve benefits like special edition wines, events, and wine discounts. Willamette Valley Vineyards is proud to donate a portion of its sales back to OSU to support the Fermentation Science Program. Sign up today at wvv.com/gameday. That's wvv.com/gameday.
My daughter got her driver's license, and I'm just now getting to the point where I'm no longer holding my breath when I ride with her. I'm Eric LePan from Country Financial, and I know it's a little scary when you see your kids backing out of the driveway by themselves for the first time, but knowing that your young driver has the proper protection from Country Financial could make you feel better. Taking simple steps today may help you breathe a little easier tomorrow.
Find a representative near you at TakeSimpleSteps.com.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Jake Luton comes under Sumner Houston and Jefferson. The handoff, Jamar has the first down. He gets into Husky territory, into the 48-yard line. And with that, Jamar Jefferson has broken the freshman record of Oregon State legend Chuck Quiz Rogers with that run. What a game for Jamar already and a season for a special player, Jim. Jamar Jefferson's milestone run. I'm sure Timmy Hernandez was throwing good blocks on the play, and I know this guy was. Timmy's here tonight, too, enjoying this Thanksgiving Eve gathering at Buffalo Wild Wings. But a guy that has been blocking and superbly for Oregon State for the last 2 years in particular, 11 starts at right guard last year, paving the way for Ryan Nall on many carries. This year for Jamar and Artavis as the Beavers starting right tackle, getting ready to play his final game, a fifth-year senior. He'll start at right tackle Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock in the 122nd Civil War. Please join me in welcoming fifth-year senior Trent Moore to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, Trent, and thanks for coming down. How are you?
I'm good.
Tell me about, you know, Jamar gives you credit, you know, he has all year about what you guys do up front. But how much pride do you take in whenever Jamar or Tavis or BJ or Case or whomever breaks a run, the kind of pride you guys take in that?
Oh, yeah, it's a great feeling watching them break away on some of those. I know you're saying they give us a lot of credit, but, you know, some of those, they're just athletes and make things happen. And you know, it's great to see them running down the field like that, for sure.
Trent, tell us your own, if you can, put in perspective. I don't know how much thought you're able to give to, hey, one more time after coming here and redshirting back in 2014. You've played for as Jonathan alluded to him, and four different head coaches, and Mike Riley, and Gary and Corey, and of course now Jonathan this year. What kind of emotions or thoughts do you have suiting up one more time Friday?
Yeah, obviously, it's a little difficult being here for so long and finally coming to an end. But, obviously it's a game people look forward to every year and definitely excited going into it for sure.
How did you get here originally, if we can go back a few years? You come out of Chandler, Arizona, Hamilton High, a state championship there, a runner-up at Hamilton, so great program. A lot of players have come into this conference out of there. How did you end up here?
I love the state. I love the program. I came on my official and really fell in love with the school. Got family up in Beaverton, so I'm a little bit close to some of those guys. And Coach Riley and his staff are great people, and it's definitely something I want to be a part of.
One of the things I've always been curious about, two things actually in your biographies through the years in the media guide, there's always been a note, lived 1 year in Oregon. So what year was that? When did you live in the state?
I want to say it was when I was 3 years old. I lived in Hillsboro for not even a full year. It was about probably like 9 months or so. I was a baby, hardly remember it.
Yeah, I was going to say, not a lot of vivid memories of that year in Hillsboro, but okay, we're glad you ended up coming back to play collegiately. Yeah. There was also the best line I think I've ever seen in a media guide. I don't know whether it was you didn't complete the thought or whether whoever put the media guide together his first year. You know, there's usually notes about what they're going to major in, what the student athletes will major in, or what they're considering, or what kind of career. The very first entry when he joined the program as a redshirt freshman in the media guide, it said that Trent Moore was contemplating studying. I think there was supposed to be a fill in the blank there, but maybe you were just contemplating.
No, it must have been an error. When I came in here, actually, I didn't know. I kind of did the exploratory program for a little while, and then kind of got into some business and really liked that and pursued that.
So congratulations on that. You found a track. And you're going to graduate soon. And let's hear it for Trent Moore. Everybody in this class is getting their degree. Tell us a little bit about the track you've gotten on and what's, what you've also had a slash entrepreneurship involved in this too. Huh?
Yeah, so I pretty much finished all my backcourt classes. That's, like math and science and all that stuff. I finished all that first. And then I definitely got into some business classes. Some of my roommates were kind of taking business classes too, and I figure, maybe get in class with them and see if I like it, and I end up liking it. And then from there, I kind of like the whole entrepreneurial idea and the idea of creating your own business and definitely just having some background in business as well.
Do you have some thoughts in mind yet about, post-football life and what, do you have a specific vision or plan?
Post-football, maybe down the road, create my own business. What that is, don't know, but I definitely have the tools I need to do it now, so.
You're going to take a swing at continuing to play?
Yeah, something that I've been thinking about for a little while. I've been focusing on finishing out the season. Obviously, come Saturday, I'm focusing on playing the Oregon game and kind of figuring that out when I'm finished.
Well, yeah, first things first.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
122nd Civil War, which we'll talk about more with the Beavers starting right tackle, Trent Moore. We're going to give away some prizes during this next segment, so get those blue tickets out. Thanks to all of you for being here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll continue with one of the seniors on Senior Day this Friday, Trent Moore, joining us tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic.
You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call an Allstate agent to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
Look, listen, learn. Be aware, fire can happen anywhere. The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to tackle your family's safety. Here are simple ways you can reduce your risk to fire and be prepared in the event of one. Look for places fire can start and get rid of any hazards. Listen for the sound of your smoke alarm. Learn two ways out of each room. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
Ahead to Ethan, left wing three, good.
The Oregon State men's basketball season is finally back. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Catch every game this year, including the Dam City Classic in Portland, when you get season tickets starting at $219.
Shovels to Stevie, NBA three, good shot.
Call 1-800-GO-BEAVS or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
B.J. Baylor is in the backfield, and Jack Coletto in. Coletto runs to the right. Coletto to the goal line, and Coletto across. Touchdown, Beavers, on the Coletto package. The power run to the right with B.J. Baylor leading, and the Beavers convert the block punt and recovery by Andre Bowden into a quick touchdown. That was a big moment and an exciting moment for the Beavers at Husky Stadium this past weekend as we continue Beaver Sports Talk, our final football edition. Basketball next Tuesday. Head coaches Scott Ruick and Wayne Tinkle will be here next Tuesday, so we'll keep the party going and hope you'll join us Tuesdays now going forward the rest of the year. We'll have a couple of off during the holidays, but we transition to hoops next week. But as Trent Moore has eloquently reminded us, there's business to take care of first, and that's the Civil War on Friday. But before we talk about that, Trent, that play and that whole Jack Coletto's emergence in that play, how fun is it for you guys when he comes in? It doesn't seem to be a lot of mystery about what you're going to do, and yet you just go and attack people.
Yeah, definitely on the goal line. It's a different game. Definitely, you know, just firing out and people making plays. They, you know, kind of a lot of bodies in that area, and he still made a way and found his way to the end zone.
Jack's a pretty tough athlete, isn't he?
Mm. Absolutely.
You know, and you are too. And I mentioned earlier, I got to ask you a little bit about how when you got here, you played a lot of tight end in high school. I don't know what when you got here, what they told you you were going to do. You've done a little bit of everything on the offensive front and tight end your freshman year after your redshirt year in 14. But what about your experience coming in at 241 and where you sit now?
Yeah, definitely coming out of high school, I was definitely one of the lighter guys. I came in here, went through that first season, sticking around the same weight, kind of lighter, went through scout team as a light guy playing no line, which was difficult. But then it was kind of the winter and spring term where I really, you know, was gaining the weight. I didn't know exactly what I needed to do to gain the weight, but my whole idea was every time I sit down at a meal, fill up two plates, and sit there until I finished both of them. And sometimes I just wasn't hungry, and I just sit there for like an hour or more, just eating. And in the evenings, it was a lot of protein shakes before bed and peanut butter and jellies and things like that. And once I got out of the dorms, kind of got in the house, it was a box of mac and cheese every night, and on top of the protein shakes. So that's kind of, you know, I don't know if that's the best way to do it, but I definitely pushed myself in the weight room and ate all the time.
Do you feel, Trent, thank you for sharing that. That sounds like a pretty good life, actually.
it's not as fun as it might seem.
I know. For a lot of people, that sounds like the best way to live. But did you feel like, I mean, have you felt through the progression to where you are now? Do you feel like you're playing at your best shape and strength that you've had?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of like gained all that weight, and it was definitely a new body I had to get used to. And now, you know, last year at guard, I'd gotten up to 300 that season, and now I'm sitting about 290, and definitely feel like I've settled in and have a good feeling for it, and definitely got used to it for sure.
Trent Moore, our guest here at Buffalo Wild Wings. So that's quite a fluctuation, but when you play inside, you've got to have a little more bulk and power. You know, what have you enjoyed either one more than the other? I mean, you've settled in at right tackle. You were the starting right guard last year. What about both positions, what's required of them, and how much you've enjoyed one or the other?
They're different, but they definitely have a lot of similarities. I don't know if I would pick one position over the other. But like at guard, there's a lot more pulling and it, like I was saying, they're pretty similar as far as that goes. But at tackle, I actually been doing a lot of stuff from 2-point, which it was kind of something I had to get used to as well. So that's been a little bit different. But I don't know if I would be able to say, you know, I prefer one or the other. But
Trent Moore, our guest, and Jonathan mentioned, Coach Smith did, that you guys who are fifth-year seniors, you've had a lot of different techniques handed you, playbooks, different approaches, methodologies. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've learned from whether it's Cav or TJ, but tell me what it's been like to work for a guy we've known around here for a long time, part of the 2000 staff when the Beavers went to the Fiesta Bowl. What Jim Mihalchik has brought to you in this whole group?
Oh yeah, it's definitely like you're saying, it's been different, but I really like the way things are run, and a lot of stuff he says makes sense. And you know, if there's something we don't quite get, we'll pull up some film, we'll see like NFL teams doing different things and kind of get a feel for the technique, so we can take it out on the field and kind of try it out there and get used to it. That's what I would have to say about that.
Well, Trent, we're glad that you've shared some of your story with us. We're going to go to break, take a final break. I do want to mention that he has brought his brother, Hunter, up here from Chandler. Good to see Hunter, 13 years of age. Hope to see him perhaps follow in your footsteps. But you've got a whole family coming in here, and that's really cool to celebrate Thanksgiving and your senior day. Tell us what that means to you to have them all coming in.
It was really special to get everyone out here, especially for the last game. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving time. It's great having them. We're going to have the Thanksgiving lunch tomorrow, and just being around family, it's pretty special.
Good for you, Trent. We'll take a final break, talk a little bit about the Civil War, the challenges against a very good Oregon defense, and I want to share, since Trent represents all 15, I want to read off the names for all of you when we come back, the seniors who will play their final game at Reser Stadium on Friday. We'll wrap it up with Trent Moore at Buffalo Wild Wings after this on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
There's a new season on Pac-12 Network. The slate's been wiped clean. And only you can dictate what happens next. What happens next is when it starts to count. So make it count. This is next level. This is happening. This is your destiny, and there's no avoiding it. Expectations don't matter. Reputation doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is what comes next. Watch on Pac-12 Networks.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland. Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big, score a Nissan Titan just by customizing one. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/10/18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Welcome back to Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll work on it at the end of the show. We're trying to give away our final prize package. We've had a full house on this Thanksgiving Eve, and we thank all of you for tuning our way on the Beaver Sports Network again tomorrow night. Up next, John Warren, 8 o'clock airtime, the Beavers in Western Kentucky from the Vancouver Showcase in women's hoops. We're wrapping things up with Trent Moore. Trent, did you play other sports growing up?
I played a little baseball.
Hoops?
When I was like 8 years old, it wasn't for me. I'm trying to think. I know I played other sports. I just can't think of them.
Can't think of them at the moment. You've been locked in on football since the eighth grade, correct?
Yeah, a lot of baseball.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. You follow the Beaver baseball team a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. They've had a lot of success, and it's been fun watching them. We actually got like a big group together and watched their championship game, and that was pretty fun. Had a little barbecue.
You know, in terms of that, as we close, I know you guys, the seniors who play your last game, you want to look back on a win in your final game, no question about that. But also, I think, as being part of something, you know, setting a foundation for the future, right? And how much pride do you take in taking the field, knowing that you're part of the beginnings of all this?
A lot of pride. I definitely see the program going far, and I'm, you know, really proud to see the kind of guys we have in here, and the type of guy Coach Smith is, and just seeing where the program's heading. And I think it's going to be a lot of progress in the next few years.
Trent, we really appreciate having watched you play throughout your career. Trent Moore will play his final game with the Beavers along with Cammy Delp, Yanni DeMadjarontis, Timmy Hernandez, Sumner Houston, Andrew Idemarco, Drew Kell, Connor Kelsey, Jake Luton, Quinn Smith, Adam Sosman, Kalani Vakamelalo, Dwayne Williams, Lamone Williams, and Jonathan Willis. You guys have been through a lot together, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All of those guys, I mean, 11 of those guys are fifth-year seniors like yourself, and we really appreciate all the contributions you've made. And for you guys to beat this team, what, for you, the biggest keys Friday at 1 to pull this thing out?
Well, for me and I think the rest of the line, I think our biggest key is just moving the guys around, you know. That's what gets big plays started, and I think that's what we got to do.
They do present some, I mean, I know there's a couple of guys that may not play. I mean, Jalen Jell, I mean, they've got guys that have been hurt. But regardless, do they pose some problems? I mean, what kind of problems do they mix their coverages and their fronts? I mean, are they active up front?
They bring, you know, twists and blitzes and stuff, but I don't think it's, you know, nothing we can't prepare for, and you know, reading some of the things they do shouldn't be difficult. We definitely had some other teams in this conference that, you know, showed difficulties as far as that, and picking up on some of that stuff, it, I don't think really is going to be as big as a problem as some of the other schools that we've.
And tell me your thoughts, Trent, about Jonathan said not only to make life difficult on opponents when the crowd gets into it. He says it lifts you guys' spirits. Is that true? When the crowd's into it, can you feel
it? Oh,
that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think my favorite thing is when they get the big OSU chant going around the field. That's my favorite. As a redshirt freshman here, I kind of got to see that from down on the field, and it's pretty awesome. I think that's my favorite thing, and it definitely gets the guys hype.
Trent, thanks for everything in your 5 years here.
Yeah,
let's hear it for Trent Moore, representing the seniors on Senior Day Friday. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock. It's a 1 o'clock kick. The Beavers and Oregon in the 122nd edition of the Civil War. And again, our presenting sponsors, Pacific Shore Health Plans, Spirit Mountain Casino, Safeway, Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The last time the Beavers played a Civil War game at home, it came out the right way. This guy helped block Ryan Nall, 4 touchdowns, 155 yards rushing. So we look for a big day from Jamar Jefferson. And we look for a big day from all of you in Beaver Nation, and hope you can make it out and make your presence felt and known with the OSU chants and whatever else you can bring. In the meantime, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Thanks for being here throughout Beaver Sports Talk on the football side. Remember, next Tuesday night, we transition into hoops with Wayne Tinkle and Scott Ruick, two outstanding teams off to great starts. John will have the call tomorrow night from Vancouver on many of these network stations. Happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. We'll talk to you Friday at 11 a.m. for the Civil War. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.